Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Lesson 31.
Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Siamo tornati. Io sono Mark.
Buongiorno, sono Katie.
And as you can probably hear from the background noise, siamo in aereo.
We are indeed. We are in the plane e andiamo in Italia.
Finally, we're heading to Italy to record our remaining lessons in this season. Francesca ci aspetta. Francesca's waiting for us in Italy. E Katie, perché andiamo in Italia?
Allora, io vado per praticare il mio italiano.
That's right, and we're going to be giving Katie lots of opportunities to practice her Italian in different situations, situations that we've already come across in this series of episodes. Now, just before we left Scotland, Katie, you sent Francesca a message. Can you tell us what the message said?
Sure, I'll just get my phone. Allora, I said, ciao Francesca, come stai? Siamo all'aeroporto e ci vediamo in Italia. Voglio praticare il mio italiano in Italia. A presto!
Benissimo. So Kitty is saying that she wants to practice. Voglio praticare il mio italiano. I want to practice my Italian in Italy. And we will indeed see Francesca very soon. Now, we're conscious that the noise of the plane in the background probably isn't very pleasant for you. So we're going to stop recording now and we'll be back again a little later when we arrive in Italy. Allora, a presto!
A presto, ciao!
We're just waiting for our bags at the airport in Milan, and I've just received a text message from Francesca. So I'm going to read it to you now, and hopefully you'll all understand.
Ciao, Katie. Grazie per il messaggio. È andato bene il volo? Vi sto aspettando qui agli arrivi, e prendiamo subito un caffè insieme. Che felicità!
Okay, Katie, now did you understand all of that message?
I think I understand the gist of it. There are some words that are new, but I think we're okay.
So do you want to explain it for our listeners then? So the first part, ciao Katie, grazie per il messaggio.
That's straightforward enough. I think she's saying, hi Katie, thank you for the message, the text message.
Okay, and the next part, è andato bene il volo? Do you know what the volo is?
Using my French and Spanish, I'm going to guess il volo is the flight.
Absolutely. So, è andato bene il volo. Did the flight go well? That's actually using a tense in the past, but we'll come to that in a later lesson. The next part?
Vi sto aspettando. Aspettare is to wait. And we've done the sto with the gerund before, so I think that she's saying, I'm waiting for you.
And where's she waiting?
Agli arrivi, at the arrivals area.
Exactly. And then what are we going to do immediately as we meet Francesca?
Prendere un caffè. Have a coffee, of course.
It's Coffee Break Italian. Why would we do anything else? And Francesca finishes with...
Che felicità!
Which would mean...
What happiness!
That sounds good. Okay, we are going to get our bags and we'll record a conversation with Francesca as soon as we see her. Ciao! Ecco, un caffè per te, Francesca.
Grazie.
E una limonata per te, Katie.
Delizioso, grazie.
E per me anche un caffè. Allora, siamo qui in Italia.
Sì, sono così felice di vedervi, ragazzi. Sono emozionata, veramente. E il volo, tutto bene?
Sì, sì, tutto bene. Sono molto felice di essere qui in Italia.
È tutto bene con l'aereo, nessun problema, siamo arrivati, abbiamo i bagagli. Allora, tutto benissimo. We are delighted to be here in Italy and we're delighted to see Francesca again. And we think that you'll also be delighted to be back with us for another episode of Coffee Break Italian. Allora, Francesca, cosa facciamo questa settimana?
Abbiamo tantissime cose da fare, ragazzi. Prima di tutto vi accompagno in albergo e controlliamo che la camera sia in ordine e possiamo esplorare un po' la zona.
Did you get all that, Kitty?
I think so, strangely enough. Penso di sì.
Allora, cosa ha detto Francesca?
She said that we've got lots and lots of things to do, lots of interesting things to do. But first of all, she was going to take us to the hotel and she said we were going to check our rooms.
Brava, Katie. Non hai dimenticato tutto, allora. Hai studiato.
I don't think Katie has forgotten everything, thank goodness. Okay, allora, qualcos'altro?
Sì, andiamo ad Horta, che è un bellissimo paese, sul lago, appunto il lago d'Horta.
And I'm quite excited about this because I've never been to Lake Horta, Lago d'Horta. And I actually wonder if our listeners know this part of Italy. It's up in the north of Italy and is actually quite near another lake, a very well-known lake, Lago Maggiore, in the lovely town of Stresa, which is very well-known on Lago Maggiore.
Sì, infatti andremo sicuramente a visitare anche Stresa e a fare un bel giro sul Lago Maggiore.
Francesca, conosci l'albergo dove alloggiamo?
Sì, sono passata questa mattina per controllare e tutto è a posto, le camere sono prenotate.
Ah, molto bene, grazie. And I wonder if our rooms will have una vista sul lago.
Sorpresa! Sì!
Magnifico!
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Stai imparando l'italiano, certo, ma vuoi imparare anche un'altra lingua? Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, German and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Allora, Francesca, ho una domanda. Io ho sempre domande, ma adesso ho una domanda importante. Tu abiti nelle montagne?
Sì, abito più o meno a 700 metri di altezza sul livello del mare.
So that's 700 meters above sea level. And I am just wondering, avremo la possibilità di visitare il tuo paese? Will we be able to visit your village?
Certo, ovviamente, dovete assolutamente venire. La mia mamma già sta cucinando.
So Katie, are you following everything here?
Più o meno. I think Francesca said her mum is already cooking in preparation for our visit. I wonder if it will be something very Italian for us.
Io spero di sì, eh?
Anch'io ho una domanda per te, Francesca.
Dimmi.
How do you say I can't wait?
Oh, si dice non vedo l'ora.
It's quite an interesting phrase because that actually means literally I don't see the hour. Because you're not seeing the hour of doing something. So non vedo l'ora. Perhaps we can get our listeners to repeat that. I can't wait.
Non vedo l'ora.
Non vedo l'ora. So is that from the verb vedere?
Certo, vedere. Vedo, I see. So I don't see the hour. And it's a fantastic phrase because we can actually combine it with infinitives. And that means we can say, I can't wait to do something. For example, you could say, non vedo l'ora di praticare il mio italiano.
Non vedo l'ora di praticare il mio italiano.
Which of course means?
I can't wait to practice my Italian.
Francesca, delle altre possibilità?
Non vedo l'ora di parlare con gli italiani.
So that would of course mean?
I can't wait to speak with Italians or speak to Italians.
Let's repeat it.
Non vedo l'ora di parlare con gli italiani.
Non vedo l'ora di parlare con gli italiani.
Anything else? What about, I can't wait to try the food and the wine of the region.
Non vedo l'ora di assaggiare il cibo, il vino della regione.
Let's just have that word again, because to try a food is a nice word.
Assaggiare.
Okay, so let's hear the whole phrase.
Non vedo l'ora di assaggiare il cibo e il vino della regione.
Non vedo l'ora di assaggiare il cibo e il vino della regione.
Perfetto. What about I can't wait to make new friends?
Non vedo l'ora di fare nuovi amici.
Non vedo l'ora di fare nuovi amici.
And one more, I can't wait to get to know the area.
Non vedo l'ora di conoscere la zona.
Non vedo l'ora di conoscere la zona.
So when you're all traveling to Italy, you can use these phrases yourself. Perhaps if you're sitting beside an Italian speaker on the plane, you can tell them what you can't wait to do in Italy. It is almost time to finish this episode. We've managed to squeeze quite a lot in because, of course, we're getting ready for a fantastic week here in the north of Italy. Now, I believe before we finish, Francesca has a little bit of a challenge for Katie because we spoke about this earlier.
Sì, ho una piccola sfida per te, Katie. Allora, we're not going straight to Orta, but we're going to Stresa first, and then we will take a taxi to Orta. So the challenge is for you to go to l'ufficio informazioni, the information desk, and find out how we get from the airport to Stresa. There is a very friendly lady who works there, and I'm sure she'll be delighted to help you.
Okay.
Allora, Katie, sei pronta per questa sfida?
I'm not sure. Non sono sicura.
And you will indeed find out whether or not Katie manages to get that information in the next lesson, because we're going to record this conversation for you. Now, that is almost where we're going to leave it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope that you've enjoyed getting back into our episodes. We've certainly enjoyed recording this one, which is a little different from our normal episodes. È quasi tutto per oggi, ma ci sono, come sempre, delle informazioni.
There are lots of things I can't wait to do while we're here in Italy. So why don't you practice the phrase that we've learned in this lesson, non vedo l'ora di fare qualcosa, by heading to our Facebook page at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian and practice with us. Io non vedo l'ora di mangiare il gelato.
And we might be posting some photos as well. And don't forget, you can always find us on Twitter at learnitalian.
You can, of course, find a full transcript of our conversation, which will include some notes to help you understand everything that we've said and all these new phrases that we've mentioned in today's episode. That's part of our members' materials. And of course, as usual, you can find that at coffeebreakitalianplus.com. Now, we're also going to be doing something a little bit different with our bonus audio episodes for this series of 10 lessons at the end of season 1 of Coffee Break Italian, and that is helping you improve your Italian listening skills by including some conversations that we're going to record with people that we meet here in Italy. And like the transcripts, these are part of our members' materials. You can find out all you need to know at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Allora, adesso è tutto per oggi. Grazie molte e arrivederci.
Ciao! Alla prossima! Non vedo l'ora!
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.